All of today's papers in the Republic lead with the controversy arising out of RTE's admission yesterday that between 2017 and 2022, Ryan Tubridy received a series of payments totalling €345,000 above his annual published salary, which wasn't declared to the public or the Oireachtas. The payments came to light after the company's auditors alerted the board to some of the transactions, and accountants Grant Thornton were tasked with carrying out a fact-finding review. In its lead editorial this morning, the Irish Independent runs with the line that this controversy raises grave questions about integrity, transparency and accountability. In its front page coverage, meanwhile, the Irish Times reports that the implications for RTE go beyond immediate embarrassment, with several unnamed high-ranking government ministers suggesting that the controversy effectively quashes any chances of an increase in funding for the broadcaster. And in a piece inside today's Times, Hugh Linehan writes about how a recent Reuters report, which pointed to a decline in public trust in the media, noted that the decline was less precipitous in Ireland than elsewhere. Frittering that goodwill away with this sort of behaviour is a disgrace, he writes. Terry Prone raises similar issues in her piece in today's Irish Examiner under the headline, "The reputational damage dwarfs the sum of money involved." While in its lead story, the Irish Daily Mirror highlights the fact that Ryan Tubridy will not be presenting his radio show this morning. There's another salary in the spotlight on the front of today's Belfast Telegraph. This time it's for the position of Communications Director with Belfast City Council on a salary of up to just under £105,000. On foot of an 8% rate hike introduced 4 months ago by Belfast City Hall, People Before Profit Councillor Michael Collins has quoted saying that this eye-watering figure is a slap in the face to ratepayers and ordinary council staff who are struggling through a cost of living crisis. Over on the front of the Irish News, there's a picture there of a battered sofa in a makeshift hut made out of pallets and scaffolding, with the flag showing a masked man holding a rocket launcher, along with the words "Clonduff Rocket Boys" beside it. What appears to be a swastika made out of masking tape can also be seen stuck onto a makeshift table. We're told that the hut in East Belfast is used by a gang of teenagers who are building bonfires for the 12th of July. The paper suggests that the image gives us a rare glimpse inside the mindset of sectarianism. The statement issued last night by the United States Coast Guard stating the belief that the five people on board the submersible, which went missing in the North Atlantic Sea on Sunday, are now believed to be dead after a debris field was found on the seabed, which suggested that there had been a catastrophic implosion of the vessel. Titanic claims five more lives is the headline on the front of today's Irish Daily Mail. And finally, the Examiner runs with the picture on its back page of a German tall ship which operates as a naval training vessel and stands more than 80 metres tall, which arrived in Dublin last night. There's another picture of the ship inside today's Times, where we're told that it'll be free to the public to view at Dublin Port on Sunday afternoon.